This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A federal judge has blocked the Kentucky Medicaid work requirement, saying that the Trump administration acted in an arbitrary and capricious manner when officials approved the state's first-in-the-nation requirement that low-income people work or otherwise engage in their communities to qualify for the safety net health insurance. A new Kaiser Family Foundation poll shows that 67% of Americans and 74% of women ages 18 to 44 don't want Roe v. Wade repealed that legalized abortion. A former sidekick of Howard Stern and now a shock jock in California was able to prank call President Trump, pretending to be Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, and got a call back from Jared Kushner and President Trump from Air Force One. Emails have now revealed that while businessman Andrew Banks was spending more than 8 billion British pounds to promote a break with the European Union, an outcome the Russians eagerly hoped for, his contacts at the Russian embassy in London were opening the door to at least three potentially lucrative investment opportunities in Russian-owned gold or diamond mines. General Motors says more tariffs would force layoffs and price increases of thousands of dollars on its cars. Only 9 states in the District of Columbia require a full year of civics education, according to the Center for American Progress. 30 states mandate a half year, and 11 states have no mandates. Only one state, Maryland, and the District of Columbia require community service and civics courses before a student graduates. With the current administration, more schools are adding civics courses once again. The U.S. Capitol Police charged approximately 575 people with unlawfully demonstrating at a women's march against zero tolerance, a misdemeanor punishable by a $50 fine, according to a police spokeswoman. Those arrested included Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington, and the actress Susan Sarandon. Organizers said more than 2,500 women from 47 states participated in the protest. Police arrested 10 people who called themselves Operational Forces Action, a small right-wing vigilante group from all over France that had planned to kill Muslim civilians, French prosecutors say. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.